This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Thank you and good morning. Hi, welcome. This is Chris Witz and Morning Devotions. What would life be like if we didn't get on with people? I think it would be very difficult, quite a challenge. And a few thoughts this morning and again tomorrow might help you, I hope, because every one of us need help in this area of life because we rub shoulders with people all the time. So an obvious question is, what are relationships? Well, relationships are those areas of life where you and I probably struggle with the greatest highs and the greatest lows of life. The Bible says in 1 Corinthians 13, verse 13, "And now these three remain, faith, hope, and love, but the greatest of these is love." Now, if you believe in the Word of God, as I do, the greatest thing is love, even better than faith and hope. We might say, well, what's love got to do with? Well, the answer is everything. The greatest experience and the biggest thrills and think of the joys that you've had in your life come into your life because of people, because the result of relationships and through love that people show you. Yeah, that's okay, but there's also the other side. There can be also the incredible lows in life that are expressed also in the Bible, in Galatians 5:15. If you go on hurting each other and tearing each other apart, be careful, or you will completely destroy each other. And that's the flip side. They're challenging words. It can happen so easily. I mean, how many times in your life have friendships been torn apart, maybe because of what you've said or what other people have said? So what do you do when things are not going well? What do you do when you're faced with frustration or there's that overwhelming sense of hurt or anger that you feel? Or on the other hand, you might just think, well, I don't care. I just don't care anymore. Apathy. Fortunately, God, in His Word, gives us some very good advice how to get through tough days when the relationships we have with people go from bad to worse. I think, firstly, I say, why not thank God for our differences? Some of the greatest frustrations we face in life are relationships, and often they're in the area of male and female relationships because we're different. Men and women are different, not just physically, but emotionally, spiritually. We think differently, we work differently. We even shop differently, we watch TV differently, and we get frustrated sometimes by that difference. But God had a purpose in making men and women different. It was not to frustrate us, but of course to complete us. In happy marriages, your wife or husband can give you ideas that you might not have thought of yourself. You may not want to accept them or hear them, but if you do, often you will find a sense of maturity. And one of the greatest moral choices we have is to thank God for our differences. And that's one of the things that I believe makes relationships work. The Apostle Paul, when he was writing to the Romans, the church at Rome, in chapter 15, verse 7, it said, "Accept one another just as Christ accepted you." Accept one another. Why? Because it brings praise to God. When I accept you, you're different to me. The Bible says that brings praise to God because He made us to be different. Well, what about those times when it's not the differences that frustrate you, but the disappointments? Well, let me suggest, and I want to take this further tomorrow too, to take your disappointments to God, because Ephesians 4 verse 2 says, "Be patient with each other, making allowances for each other's faults because of your love." There it is again. That's what love does. It makes allowances for somebody else's faults. It doesn't say it makes excuses for somebody else's faults. It doesn't mean that you recognize they're not there. But it means that you can try to express patience. And when you're disappointed in that relationship, speak to God about it before you speak to other people or vent your anger. I wonder how many of us are disappointed in our relationships because of an unrealistic view of our relationships. We think that that other person, my wife, she should be perfect. We think the other person should be perfect. So there are those issues. And again, tomorrow, let's have another look at it. Lord, I don't know what this day holds, but I am certain of one thing, that you will be with me. And I want to stand firm today in your truth. May your love and your blessing encompass everything that I plan to do. And I pray this for Jesus' sake. Amen.
This has been a Hope 103.2 podcast. For helpful articles, station news, videos, devotional emails, and more podcasts, visit hope1032.com.au.